Tasmania Today with John Favris, 1300 883 555.
Follow the Yellow Boat Road is this adventure odyssey of our very own Tassie business entrepreneur and philanthropist Robert Pennicott, who's been circumnavigating Australia in an inflatable yellow dinghy. We've had him as our guest a couple of times now following his adventure. Rob Pennicott, good morning again.
Good morning, John.
You're stuck on the west coast of Tassie. Is that a glitch or is it on purpose?
Yes, I don't know. It's definitely a wind problem. It's fairly rough outside between Strawn and Hobart at the moment. But if you're going to be stuck anywhere through weather, it's a nice place to be.
Sure. How long to go now, Robert?
Well, we've done over 9,000 miles and we've got 946 miles to get back to Sydney. And it's ironic that we're in Strawn, only 130 miles from Mick and my hometown, and we can't get round the corner of Tasmania.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, well, never mind. I'm sure the weather will clear sooner or later. How has it gone? Has it been what you'd envisaged, or has it been more arduous than you would have ever imagined, Robert?
Look, we knew we were taking on a fair bit. Australia is a very big place with big gaps between people, and when you get in a little yellow rubber dinghy of 17 foot and take off, I guess you don't quite realise what you're getting yourself in for. But it's been a wonderful experience, very tiring, but it's really great to see the end in sight as well.
You were telling us last time we spoke about some of those brushes with danger up in the top ends, crocodiles. Now, since then, you've been down through Western Australia and across South Australia. Have there been any other little hairy moments for you, Robert?
Definitely some hairy moments. The weather, when we left Busselton and went round to Augusta, right on the southwest corner of Australia, we were met when we went from the Indian Ocean to the Southern Ocean by a pod of orcas, killer whales, and they are a lot more energetic than the thousands of whales that we'd seen coming down the Western Australian coast. And so that did make the heart pump for a while because they didn't leave us alone for about half an hour. That was pretty exciting.
They could potentially, bash into you? Is that right?
Well, they're very under control, but they're very energetic, and even though they're only a few feet away from the boat, they had total control, but you leave it up to them because you have very little power on what they want to do.
What about socially, the people that you've met along the way? Are there any experiences there that you interfaced with the people and thought, wow, this is a wonderful, friendly community?
Yeah, look, there's no doubt that the general public of Australia right around have been absolutely outstanding, welcoming us with open arms, looking after us, treating us like kings, and whether Rotary is in a community or not, everyone has just been, with no exception, so warm and welcoming. But for us, from when we got to Exmouth and we were coming south from there, every community was lovely, but we did enjoy getting back into the smaller fishing communities from the mining communities, but everyone was equally warm and welcoming.
And how you feel about returning to normal life? I just wonder, after an adventure like this, you've got to go back to your business and back to the everyday, and your everyday isn't all that mundane or pedestrian by any means with your adventure tours that you have down at Bruny Island. But do you think it'll take a while to settle back into life?
Yes, look, it isn't until you get a couple of days off like we've had in Strawn that it hits that you are really as tired as you are and your body needs to recover a bit. There's no doubt that we're all really looking forward to being back with our families and partners, and soon after that it's very important for me to be back into my business. But you're quite right, your brain will be going 90th to the dozen on settling into the routine that you did before, but it's been something with a beer or two we'll look back and tell good stories for many years to come.
And just remind us, the charity that you've been working for or towards or trying to raise money for is to end polio, is that it?
That's right, to eradicate polio from the planet. It's down to the last four countries and is achievable, and we're proud to be part to do our part of that.
How much have you raised?
We're up to about $167,000, and we hope to go quite a bit higher than that, but we're very happy with that at this stage.
And is Bill Gates going to chip in some money, I believe, if you...
He's pledged $355 million
cool.
When Rotary comes up with $200 million. When we left on our trip, they were $39 million short. Mm-hmm. Now they're about $19 million short. So I think it will all happen in the next couple of months.
Sounds like we'll get there. Great. Robert Pennicott, have a brilliant last little leg of the journey on your way home, and you'll get a hero's welcome when you're back on the island properly after the end of the adventure. Nice to speak.
Thank you so much.
Tasmania Today with John Favris, 1300 883 557.